Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Of all the people who have ever lived, and all of the millions of people who live now, and all of those who may yet live in the future, there is but one that it is essential that we know and understand. There is one about whom we need to learn, and that is Jesus the Christ. And there are a number of reasons why we need to know about this Jesus. First of all, he's the Son of God that took on the form of flesh and lived among men. He's the Savior of mankind from his sins. Sin separates man from God and from his blessings, but Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those that were lost. He is God's provision for the salvation of man, and he is the only one through whom we can be saved. He is our Redeemer. You see, man sells his soul to Satan by sinning, but Jesus Christ bought us back, paying that awesome price by shedding his blood on the cross. He is our example for us to follow in his footsteps in our life. And this will give us the blessed life, the happy life, the life that is pleasing to God, a life about which we can be proud. He is the Messiah. He's the one that the Lord has appointed to be the Christ. Dear friend, there is none other like this Jesus of Nazareth, who became flesh when he was born in the city of Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary. But now I want us, in our next couple of programs, to look at Jesus another way that he is presented to us in the Bible. I read to you, first of all, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, Jesus serves many roles: the preacher of salvation, the prophet of truth, our example and guide. Let us now consider him as our high priest. He's the high priest for the Christian, and he is so identified in the book of Hebrews. Now, the New Testament shows that every Christian is a priest. 1 Peter 2 and verse 5 says Christians are a holy priesthood, and they are called an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Apostle John, he wrote in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6, he made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Now, there is no special priesthood class in the Christian system, such as characterized the Jewish system. Priests who came from the tribe of Levi. But every Christian is a priest. Every Christian has that distinction because of Jesus Christ. You see, one of the prime purposes of the book of Hebrews was to prevent Jewish brethren who had become Christians from leaving the faith and returning back to the Mosaic system, which had been nailed to the cross. The Mosaic system was not God's intention for the provision of the salvation of man. That was to bring us unto the time of the faith of Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews, the book of Romans, indeed the book of Galatians, In fact, over and over in the New Testament, we're pointed out we're not living under that old Mosaic law that pointed to the coming of the Christ. We live under the authority of Christ. But there were being some of those who were being taught to go back to Judaism, back to the ways of the Jewish religion, and to abandon the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, those who read and understand the nature of the Mosaic priesthood will know that it was composed of those from the tribe of Levi. The Holy Spirit used that ancient priesthood to describe and to compare and to contrast the high priest, Jesus Christ, with what had formerly existed, showing in this way the superiority of the priesthood of Christ. Now, a logical question in the Jewish mind, of course, would be, why change the priesthood? They had had Levitical priests for some 1,500 years or more. Well, the priesthood was the very basis for the old law, inasmuch as the priests taught the law, they practiced the law, they led the people in the law, they performed their duties according to the law. And when there was a change of law, there was of necessity a change of the priesthood, Hebrews 7:11-12. You see, the old Mosaic law could not accomplish what the new covenant could accomplish. It was but a shadow of things to come, Hebrews 10:1. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, Hebrews 9:15. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there should no place have been sought for the second. Hebrews 8:6-7. Now, not just anyone would qualify to be a priest under the Mosaic law. Certain qualifications were necessary before one could become a high priest. And every high priest was to be taken from among men, Hebrews 5:1, they were to be of the family of Aaron. Now, the reason for choosing a man to be a high priest is because the priest must be one, as Scripture claims, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself is compassed with infirmity. Hebrews 5:2. He needed to be one who could sympathize and understand the trials and the difficulties of the people that he served. And these men were the descendants of Aaron. And Aaron, like Moses, was of the tribe of Levi. Now Jesus, as a high priest, now fills the role of one who is sympathetic and who understands mankind. Hebrews 5:5. He has been tried, he has been tempted, and he lived as a human being here upon the earth in the midst of all of the difficulties that mankind faces. And this is one of the reasons he became flesh. This is one of the reasons he assumed the form of man. And the devil tempted Jesus after his baptism. But he tempted him not only in the wilderness, as we read about in Matthew 4, but throughout the time of Christ here upon this earth. But even though he was tempted, he did not sin. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. You see, Jesus knew successes, and he had disappointments at times. He knew suffering, he knew betrayal, he knew poverty, he knew what it was to be slandered, he knew hunger, he knew sorrow, he was sympathetic with mankind. You will recall, as we read in John chapter 11, at the tomb of Lazarus, when those whom he loved were weeping because Lazarus had died, Jesus was sympathetic with them. He understood their loss. The Bible says Jesus wept. And by his mission to this world of sin and sorrow, he could know the plight of everyone that came and serve and to save. That was the mission that he had. But friend, the Lord would know the difficulties of man without coming to the earth. But he came to the earth so that man would know that he knew the difficulties of mankind. Therefore, no one could ever claim to the Lord, "You just don't know. You haven't been here." But indeed he had. Now, in the Levitical priests, they were called of God. None could take that service upon himself by his own will. And Aaron was called to be the first high priest. And that priesthood was to remain among his descendants so long as the law of Moses was in effect. Impostors, ambitious ones, from time to time would rise up. They would attempt to assume a place, but no one could seize those places except according to God's will. Now Christ was appointed of the Father to be our high priest. Even the Son of God did not presumptuously assume this place. Hebrews says, "So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee." Hebrews 5 and verse 5. God the Father designated Jesus to that priesthood in Christianity. And Christ was a faithful priest to him that appointed him. Hebrews 3 and verse 2. Well, as we noted, the Israelite priests came from the tribe of Levi. But Christ was not of the tribe of Levi. He was the tribe of Judah. Hebrews 7 and verse 14. Therefore, he could not have been a priest under the law of Moses. This is another reason there was a change of the priesthood and a change in the law. Christ was not a priest after the order of the Levites. He was a priest after the order of one that Hebrews mentions several different times. It's a man named Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek is a mysterious character to a lot of people. But Melchizedek was a type of the priesthood of Christ that was to come. Melchizedek was the one that Christ showed to be the high priest that God called. The characteristics of Melchizedek, they were characteristic of the Son of God, that is to be our high priest. It was in this way that Christ is the priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to look at this man, Melchizedek. We've studied about him previously on this program. We've seen the outstanding and unique characteristics of him. But keep in mind, Melchizedek, an Old Testament character, pointed to the coming of the Christ, and the Christ to be our high priest. Be listening as we study more about Christ, our high priest. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.